Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Full Press Minnesota Wild Podcast. I am your host, Joe Tillery, and I have to say it is a particularly good day to be a Minnesota Wild fan. And let me just tell the Wild faithful, good things come to those who wait. For the past couple of days, we've been an off day, and I've been trying to really figure out some content to give you guys, and I just haven't had a ton to talk about. We kind of went through the playoffs, we talked about a couple of different things injury-wise, and overall, I was just struggling a little bit to continue the content moving forward. The Minnesota Wild did not disappoint on the third day of patience. 8-5 win over the St. Louis Blues in a game where everybody scored. Everybody and their brother contributed in this game. The Minnesota Wild are all the way back, and this is one of the best times to be a Wild fan in franchise history, as the Minnesota Wild are on a 14-game point streak, which is the longest in franchise history. Just in case you didn't know, the Wild are headed for the playoffs. They're not 100% in, but it feels that way. Every single thing is going right for this team. And if you can get Kirill Kaprizov back in action, the Minnesota Wild are going to be a tough out for anyone who draws them. Last night, let me just run you through some of the players here that performed really well. Joel Eriksson-Ek, 1 goal, 2 assists, 3 points, 6 shots on goal. Ryan Hartman, 2 goals, 1 assist, 3 points, 5 shots on goal. Matt Boldy, even though he didn't score, had 2 assists, and they were 2 of the nicest passes I've seen all season long. One of them, the most beautiful full-court setup I've seen all season. It was gorgeous to see. 100% gorgeous. Mason Shaw scores in this game. 1 goal, 2 shots on goal. Alex Goligoski scores again. 1 goal, 1 assist, 2 points, and 1 shot on goal. It's at 100% success ratio when you're shooting on goal. Just to toss that out there, just kind of funny. Ryan Reeves, 1 goal, 1 assist, 2 points, 3 shots on goal. John Klingberg, a defenseman, getting out there and still scoring. 1 goal, 1 point, 4 shots on goal. I mean, these are just good outings for the team. Mason Shaw, same thing, 1, 1, and 2. Oscar Sundqvist, even getting on the board here. 1 goal, 1 point, 2 shots on goal. Same vein as Mason Shaw. And let me just say, when you have a team that's performing as well as the Minnesota Wild are, guys like Ryan Hartman cannot be understated. Guys like Matt Boldy, Matt Zuccarello, all three of those guys kept the puck alive on key goals for the Wild in their rally back from a 3-1 deficit to absolutely blow out the Blues 8-5. Have you heard of a team scoring eight goals this season, especially a Minnesota Wild-esque team? A team that averaged 2.1 goals over the last, like, 25 games. In the last 4 games, they have 21 goals. 21 goals. The Minnesota Wild are absolutely heating up, and that is without their best player in Kirill Kaprizov. And that is without the best player on the ice in Kirill Kaprizov. I'm telling you, this team is figuring things out. This feels more momentum. This feels like more momentum than we've had all year, and everybody is buying in. The Wild are continuing to hammer home these wins and get these points. Even in the losses, we're still getting points. The team is finding a way to compete for the full 60-minute period. Every single thing for the Wild is going right now, and I have been so blown away to see how good things have been. The Wild are really absolutely hitting the ground running. And yes, we saw a lot of ups and downs last night. There was almost a goalie fight. We almost got a big one, which we all wanted to see. Marc-Andre Fleury roll out there and absolutely rock the other goalie. But I will say, the team is absolutely sticking together. This is a glue situation. The team is ready to go. And I think when you see guys like Kaprizov exit, you absolutely watch teams just deteriorate. You watch the mental and physical toughness take a step back. Everybody starts to struggle in their own way. The Minnesota Wild answered the call in a big way. We've got so much more to talk about this game, but I do want to move on to this week's Twitter talk as we have a lot to run through. So we have to talk about the goalie fight that almost was between Binnington and Marc-Andre Fleury. I mean, one of the pristine goats, I will say. One of the goalie perfect packages, a guy who's had an incredible career and continues to produce at this late in his career. Marc-Andre Fleury skates out to get a piece of Binnington for the St. Louis Blues. After Ryan Hartman kind of roughed up the goalie on a little trip play, Binnington went after him, went absolutely after Ryan Hartman, and Marc-Andre Fleury was out of the goal. The linesman already had a hold of Binnington before Fleury got out there, and the other one skated over to hold Fleury, and the world was electric. For the past 60 seconds, the world went ballistic. Everybody wanted to see Marc-Andre Fleury get out there. And after the game, there's a tweet from @JoeSmithNHL on Twitter. Marc-Andre Fleury was disappointed he got held back from fighting Jordan Binnington. Said Binnington hit a Minnesota Wild player between the legs earlier and then punched Hartman. I felt that was my guy. I had to take care of him. Which is so electric to hear from one of the goats of all hockey. Of all hockey goalies, Marc-Andre Fleury was ready to get out there and get after Jordan Binnington. I wanted to see it so bad. It would have been incredible. It really would have. Absolutely. It would have been. Next tweet. This comes from Minnesota Wild PR. They've done a great job this season. I want to shout them out. The Minnesota Wild has tied the franchise record for most goals in a period in a road game tonight. The Wild scored 5 goals in the second period of a 7-4 win against the New York Rangers back in 2016, 12-23, a day after my birthday. Shout out to myself. The Minnesota Wild then scored this many in a game against the St. Louis Blues last night. It was incredible, and I am so excited to see where the Wild are headed. That was a massive game. It really was. And one of the other cool things about the Minnesota Wild, I really like the idea that in the goalie fight situation we almost had, there was still a lot of respect from Jordan Binnington getting thrown towards Fleury. Obviously, I mean, it was a big deal. The kid was ejected for the Blues. That's just going to happen. That's just the way things go. But Marc-Andre Fleury wasn't having it, man. He was ready to roll. That's 100%. Everybody was ready to go. Ryan Hartman scored twice. Of course, people are going to come after him. Of course, people are going to check him. People are going after him. But either way, we needed to see Marc-Andre Fleury. We really did. We wanted to see him fight. You don't get to see guys like that fight very often. And especially goalie fights, man. You want to see it so, so bad. And I'm so ready to see it next time. Next, we've got an actual tweet and reply situation here. Coming from at Michael Russo. Coming from at Russo Hockey on Twitter. Just saying Binnington is melting down right now. Wow, what a joke this guy continues to be. And of course, that's 100% true. I mean, the guy was just a loser out there last night. And then you get the lame dude coming in and saying, at Friends Hockey on Twitter, saying, for the record, Stanley Cups, Binnington 1, Minnesota Wild 0, and this will continue for years to come. What a lame response, man. Nobody cares. I really think so. Nobody cares that that's your response. It's the same thing as saying, well, you know, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl this year, so every other team is bad. No, that's so lame and corny, dude. When your only defense is just like, we have a ring and you don't. We have a ring and you don't. That'll continue forever. We got a ring. That is so, so lame, man. I hate when that happens in any variety of sports because you see it every day. You start talking somebody into a corner in a sports argument. You start talking them down, getting them right. And, of course, they bring up, well, we have a ring and you don't. So, you know, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? It is so corny, man. I hate listening to it. I hate seeing it. That response I just had to talk about because it was just dumb. I really think it was just dumb. Next up, we do have a tweet that basically says from at Casual Himbo saying, I'm so down bad for a 38-year-old goalie on the Minnesota Wild. And I think the best answer here is to say we all agree with you. Everybody here agrees with you. We are all down bad for Marc-Andre Fleury, and I know I am. The team itself needs Fleury. The team itself needs Gus. We need guys to come in and contribute, and it's incredible to see. I still think that we were deprived one of the greatest fights in hockey history last night. I fully do. I think it would have been incredible to see. And the Minnesota Wild are bouncing back. Things are going good for everybody on the ice. The team is finding their way. They're finding their path. And yes, they have more games ahead to focus on, but this is a big one. Heading into the Boston Bruins on Saturday, that's going to be a huge game. It's at 1 o'clock. Do I think the Minnesota Wild are the best team in the world? No. Do I think the Minnesota Wild are the best team in the NHL? Not yet. Do I think they're the best team in the Central Division? Yes, I do. I do think that the Minnesota Wild are the best team in their conference. I think we can be the best team in the NHL, and I think we can become the best team in the world. I really, really do. 100%. The NHL standings, I know, can kind of agree with me, but for the most part, the NHL is at the mercy of the Minnesota Wild. Just wait until this team gets fully healthy. Do you think so? Because I know I do. That is my take. The Stars are only a mere 1 point ahead of us in the NHL standings. We are so close to being the top spot in our conference, it is not even funny to talk about. And thankfully, we do have another match with the Stars, I believe, to close out the season. But we got to go to the Boston Bruins first in a big game. I cannot wait to see what happens. That game isn't until Saturday, but I tell you what, I will have a ton more to talk about from today's game, from tweets, from different things tomorrow. If you feel like joining me again, my name is Joe Tillery. Thank you so much for listening to the Full Press Minnesota Wild podcast. A podcast that focuses on the Minnesota Wild and everything hockey. I'm so happy to have you listen today. Anything else you have, go ahead and reach out on Twitter. That's @Tillery_Joe. Go ahead and have a wonderful rest of your day and go Wild.